Today, God bless everybody. This is Jackson Davis, Kansas City. So I wanted to share a little bit about the members one another phrase in the Word of God. And we're probably all members of one secular organization or another. And some of us are Costco members. You can only get gas if you're a Costco member, by the way. Or we're members of country clubs, or I think we're all members of the human race, I hope. how about this idea for a membership? It's being a member of the weird or the extreme ironing society, and it's a group dedicated to ironing your clothes in unusual and dangerous places, like while rock climbing or surfing. So this reference to membership, as it were, in Romans 12:5 caught my eye as I was reading one day, and it just kind of struck me, what is members one of another? And the secular world would probably classify members one of another as part of their weird membership group, but we don't, and God doesn't. So tonight, I just wanted to share three kind of overarching concepts, if you will. I'm not going to get into functions. Like a function would be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love. That's kind of a functionary process. I wanted to get a little higher than that and just cover three basic concepts that kind of struck me. And the first one is the word affinity. And we'll see how this ties in to members one of another here shortly. But the definition of affinity is a similarity of characteristics suggesting a relationship. And in biochemistry, it's the degree to which a substance tends to combine with another. So let's read Romans chapter 12, verse 5, and I'm going to read out King James. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. The Amplified says, so we, who are many, are nevertheless just one body in Christ, and individually we are parts one of another, mutually dependent on each other. Of course, the key word here, the key phrase is one body in Christ. And that kind of defines the what do we tend to combine with. The word members is in Strong's, it means of uncertain affinity. Of uncertain affinity. So that's kind of contradictory, really, in my thinking, because you know, in this context, you want to be daggone sure you've got an affinity with Jesus Christ. But the next part of that phrase, one of another, kind of redefines it a little bit. And in Strong's, that one of another phrase means to be reduplicated. And I got kind of tickled with Dan's manifestation tonight. He said, mighty incorruptible seed. And I thought that's going to be one of the verses we'll cover later. But to be reduplicated is that incorruptible seed, that spirit of life in Christ Jesus that made us free from sin and death. And so the definition in Strong's of reduplicated is where two or more people are carrying out or have carried out an action of same type with both receiving the benefits or consequences of that action simultaneously. So we have this word affinity. It's the tendency to bind with one another. In this case, we're We're members one of another. We're not members of uncertain affinity now because of the one body in Christ. We're members one of another. And that's to be reduplicated by way of the Holy Spirit and when we get born again. So hopefully I'm kind of painting this picture a little bit. Like I say, I didn't want to get down into functionary type verses where we all know a lot of them, like I read, be kindly affectionate one to another, distribute to the necessity of the saints, give them to hospitality. Those are all great. But I want to kind of paint the picture for you as it did for me as far as kind of the overarching concepts of this phrase, members one of another. If we go to another verse here, or verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, going to be reading out of King James, verse 12, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. Verse 13, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So this concept of being reduplicated is seen here, and that we're, whereas the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. And by one Spirit we are all baptized in one body. And of course, the word baptized is, I would kind of categorize that as being identified in one body. So we're members one of another. We're definitely identified as being Christians, and hopefully we're identified definitely by God. And then hopefully we identify ourselves in that membership. So going on, if we go on further on into 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. In the Amplified Version, it says, now you collectively are Christ's body, and individually you are members of it, each with his own special purpose and function. So the word particular is kind of interesting here, and it means assigned to one. And so we are members in particular. We're members one of another. We're assigned to one, being Christ Jesus. And to me, that kind of shuts the door to being uncertain affinity. We are of certain affinity because we are members one of another. We're members of the one body of Christ. Another concept after this affinity concept is one I call mixed together. And Reverend Jan Majerus taught on members one of another a number of years ago. And borrowing one of her insights here, thank you, Jan, if you're listening. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24, and so we're kind of shifting gears here to this second kind of overarching concept of members one of another, and it's being mixed together like a recipe. And so 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24, King James, for our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. So just drawing your attention to the word God, because he's the one that's originally doing this, and he's the put the whole body, one body of Christ together, plan of redemption. In the verse, in the Amplified, it says, but God has combined the whole body, giving greater honor to that part which lacks. And now you collectively are God's, are Christ's body, and individually you are members of it, each with its own special purpose and function. So the word tempered here is Greek word sukaranomi, something like that. And it means mixed together so there is a profit. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. What came to mind is a symphony orchestra where you have 100, let's say, professional musicians there playing their instrument, and the conductor taps the podium and brings the orchestra together, and they start playing this beautiful music. And it's a great, in my opinion, a great analogy of being tempered, how God tempers the body. It's mixed together so there's profit. There's profit when the whole body comes together and it becomes more powerful than the individual parts by themselves. So we have this mixed together for profit, and there has to be a mutual adjustment between each other. Each of those musicians, so say, they have to play their instrument, but also have to look at the conductor and kind of adjust to the melody. But here in the one body, we have to do the same thing. We have a mutual adjustment between each other, but we're still members one of another. And as one body, it's that beautiful sound, that beautiful savior, if you will, of the one body walking in love and light. And going further here, and we're going to go to Romans chapter 15, verse 5. So we're talking about mixed together so there's a profit. And I'm going to read for the Amplified version here. Romans 15:5. Now may the God who gives endurance and who supplies encouragement grant that you be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. And according to Christ Jesus is the standard of our being like-minded. And it's how we get mixed together. It's kind of that, it's the bond that we have, the Holy Spirit. We're in Christ. It's not of our own five senses abilities that we're members one of another. It's because of what God instituted in the plan of redemption. So God gives the endurance and supplies encouragement, and he grants you to be of the same mind. So God is granting us this. It's like, here it is, guys, everybody. And he gives us the enablements, the Holy Spirit, all of our spiritual armor, all these great things, the written word, the revealed word. He's granted this unto us and supplies encouragement. So that's the part about mixing together for profit. And I wanted to share the third concept here, the overarching concept, is communion by intimate participation. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16, so communion, we all kind of are familiar with that, by intimate participation. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. And that the word for joint participation is or communion is the word for communion in Greek is koinonia. And the definition of koinonia is joint participation. And so that that communion by intimate participation, the foundation of it is this here, the cup of blessing which we bless, the communion of the blood of Christ, the broken body of Christ. That's our communion. That's our foundation, if you will, of our communion, our joint participation with one another is all founded on what Jesus Christ did for us, the blood that was spilled on our behalf, and the body, his body that was broken. And so the cup, of course, here that talks about the cup of blessing, what's in the cup, the blood of Jesus Christ, which bought our redemption and sanctification. And of course, the bread, the breaking of the bread, represents our Savior's broken body. So we who are many are one. It's based on this intimate participation that we got the privilege of participating in by the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's so much deeper than the functions that we fill. And that's why I didn't want to go into some of the verses that cover how we behave in the one body. I wanted just to focus on kind of these overarching concepts. And this one is, to me, it's the foundational one, that our being members one of another is all based on the blood of Jesus Christ, and that he lovingly and willingly sacrificed himself and executed the God's plan of redemption. So that's what I wanted to share tonight. I wanted to close with this one verse, and it's in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. And to me, when I read this now, I think of being members one of another, but it says in chapter or verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And it's all God. It's his plan of redemption, and he's picked us. He's put us in the one body of Christ. Each of us have a unique function. He's enabled us with spiritual power and the manifestations and the armor, and on top of that, and maybe more than that, is being members one of another. So that's what I want to share tonight about members one of another.